So 21 after 11 o'clock. Danny Telly, what does our mailbag bring us this week?
Well, in the last few weeks we have been the victim of some very inattentive listeners, and I think I've got one letter here from people who are very inattentive indeed, and one from, I just wonder why they would send you a letter like this here. The inattentive one comes from, I think he's quite young, Andrew Baylow from Bryn Mellon in Swansea, who asks you if you could play a record for his uncle in Swansea and his auntie and in Pern Crevney, and he wanted Wet, Wet, Wet. So is it addressed to Dear Lenny?
Dear Lenny
Baker.
I've had mail for Bobby. I've had mail for Danny spelt wrong. Daniel. What other mail have I had? Bobby, Danny. Not a Harry, but I've had one. I've never had a Lenny before. That's good.
Dear
Lenny.
People write to radio stations. This one has come on a Christmas card with two Robin Redbreasts, if I'm not mistaken, all philosophy on the cover there.
That's the cheapest missive I've ever seen, yeah.
And it starts out as a request and becomes, I'll read it anyway. No, it doesn't say it's addressed to you, and it just says, please play. Please play a record.
Now, hang on. That is on the front off of a Christmas card.
Well, you've got to reuse paper, haven't you, these days?
They have rent a Christmas card asunder.
You can go to Ryman's now and buy a paper made from criminal trees that deserve to die, Alice, so there's no need anymore.
Also, specially made Dutch elm disease paper. Very good.
Okay. So what is
please play a record for my parents, and I want you to know these. The parents are called Vi and Arthur Cornish, a dancing team of ever I've heard one. We're having an old-fashioned family whoopee party.
Yeah.
That's an old-fashioned family whoopee party on Sunday, October 22nd. So we've got the day right, at least.
Yeah.
In Plymouth. Will you please choose something with a lot of fire in it? They have had a hell of a life, up and down, travelling the world since 1944 with the Marine Commandos.
Marine Command?
And retiring into other demanding jobs. They didn't retire from the commandos to a life of leisure in Eastbourne into other demanding jobs. A tango or something with a Spanish flavour would be lovely.
I think we've got the right one. Fire in the sun. Listen. And there's no sign, no name on it?
Daughter Jean in Newcastle.
Daughter Jean in Newcastle. Give us their names. Iris Cornish?
Vi and Arthur Cornish.
Wow, okay.
And in a month's time, they're having a family whoopee party in Plymouth.
Play a bit of flamenco for them.
No, I think this has been Smoke on the Water. Is there a... It is, it's a straight letter. Lots of love. Message. Lots of love, Mum and Dad. It's the cheapest paper I've ever seen.